Time now for Know Your Heart, a weekly conversation with physicians of Carolina Cardiology on how to care for the health of your heart.
And with us today on Know Your Heart, Dr. Talal Bakke. And Dr. Bakke, this whole business about sleep apnea seems to be growing. There are more and more people who are realizing they've got problems with sleep.
Yes, absolutely. It does affect sleep. It does affect when they're awake by causing them to be tired and having decreased energy or having acid reflux disease or just plain feeling fatigued or not able to lose weight.
People need to understand that while you may not be able to get enough sleep, this could lead to something even more deadly.
Yes, sleep apnea does increase the risk of heart attack. It also increases the risk of stroke. Sleep apnea increases the probability of having cancers and dying from cancer. It doubles the risk of dying during sleep from heart attacks. And therefore, it is very important to find it and to treat it. We should not just treat all the problems that arise from sleep apnea. We should treat sleep apnea itself. It's like if you have any problem, you treat the source of the problem. You do not just try to fix what comes out of it.
And the testing has gotten so simple to determine whether or not you have a problem.
We do have a home sleep test machine that can work, and sometimes we use them on patients. Sometimes we do office-based tests, which is a little more advanced, because it's always important to get to the bottom of it. With a home sleep test, many times we can get our answer, and we do not have to go to an office-based test.
Dr. Talal Bakke, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Know Your Heart is brought to you by Carolina Cardiology Associates, dedicated to improving your quality of life. Learn more online at CarolinaCardiologyAssociates.com.